Welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I am your host, Megan Harmony, a champion at overcoming the tough stuff and enjoying life while rising above it. Soulful living means getting to a place of ease and comfort, no matter what's happening around you. It is waking up excited about what adventures you will go on. It's connecting to the power within you as your source of strength, grace, and security. It's being uncomfortable during growth spurts and leaning into the stretch. Each week, I will share with you about my journey and the experiences I have had. I'll offer you hope and inspiration that it is possible to live a full life, even when the you-know-what is hitting the fan. I believe that love is a language we can all understand, and I want to inspire you to trust and believe in yourself. Your soul is hungry for more. Lean in to get soul full. Good morning, family and friends, and a happy Monday. On this week's episode of the pod, I want to bring you some I am affirmations in a meditation type format. If you're able to listen to it with your eyes closed and really get into the listening, then great. If you can't, just listen to them with the music in the background and really let these thoughts and words come to you. If for any reason any of these statements make you feel uncomfortable, it just means that you have some resistance within you that isn't allowing you to really believe that statement to be true. So if you want to go deeper in looking into that, you can ask yourself why this makes you uncomfortable and then try to get to a place where hearing those words don't make you uncomfortable. So please join me and relax and listen in. Take a deep breath in and release. Another deep breath in and release. With each affirmation, allow yourself to breathe in the words and exhale any resistance to these statements. I am amazing. I am a beautiful person. I am worthy. I am deserving of an exceptional life. I am carefree. I am trustworthy. I am loving. I am happy. I am kind. I am generous. I am compassionate. I am elevated. I am forgiving. I am peaceful. I am enlightened. I am full of passion for life. I am strong. I am living out my dreams. I am resilient. I am powerful. I am a radiant beam of God's light. I am connected to it all. I am abundant.
I am resourceful. I am fully capable. I am magnetic. I am a creatress. I am unconditional love in relationships. I am light. I am loved. I am ready and open to receive. I am a warrior, goddess, queen. I am brimming with confidence. I am a wonderful friend. I am sexy. I am glorious. I am magic. I am full of wonderment. I am open-minded. I am curious. I am excited for what comes next. In this moment, I am me, and I am a divine representation of heaven on earth. I am the wind in the trees, and a beautiful starlit night. The cosmos course through my veins. I claim abundant power, backed by the universe, every possibility becomes available to me. My heart is open, as I am a lover of souls, and the wisdom of the ages is mine to explore. I am love. I am light. I am love. I am light. I am divine. I am divine. I am holy. This is me. I love me. All of me. Love. 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 As you continue to breathe, connect to your light and affirm for yourself who you are. Take a deep breath in and hold. Now release. Another deep breath, inhaling love. And exhale gratitude. Breathe in and release. And when you're ready, open your eyes to your surroundings. Have a blessed day, friends.
I've drawn two cards for you this week, which are perfect with the affirmations we just did. The first one is Invoking Self-Realization from the Healing Mantra deck by Matt Kahn. And it states, each breath confirms how awake I already am. Self-realization is a spontaneous remembrance of your interconnection to all that is. You are willing to embrace your individuality as a unique expression of Source in physical form. By aligning with the breath, you see that, while you appear to be a person, it is the universe that breathes everything into existence. This mantra is ideal for reducing stress, managing pain, and relaxing the nervous system. It's also coming to me that it's good for understanding that you are amazing and you are awake. So your mantra for this week is, each breath confirms how awake I already am. Invoking self-realization, and hopefully our affirmations have just done that for you. The second card that I pulled is from the Work Your Light Oracle deck by Rebecca Campbell. And it's Birthing a New Age, Birthing New Creations, Dreaming a New World into Being. Often our path is exactly the one that we don't feel prepared to walk. Walk it anyway. Often what is rising feels far bigger than we could possibly hold. Be a container for it anyway. Often our creations seem to have a wild, uncontrollable consciousness of their own. Birth them anyway. Often what is ours to do is the very thing that most intimidates us. Be courageous and do it anyway. We are birthing a new age. Right now, we're in a transition period between ages. In the process of allowing the old cycle to fall away and the new to rise. Like driving in the fog and trusting the road will appear ahead, we need to release old identities and ways that no longer serve us, using our intuition as a compass. You are part of a group of souls who have been incarnating at significant periods of history, preparing for this exact time. Dreaming a new world into being. Magdalene sisters, daughters of Isis, Essens priestesses, witches, mystics, healers, seers, artists, midwives, visionaries, guardians of the earth, and storytellers from times past. It is time to give permission and space for what is beckoning within to be born. We are dreaming a new world into being. Hold your phone or listening device to your heart and say, I am open to surrendering to the creations that are wanting to be birthed through me. May I be of service in a way that delights my mind, body, and soul. Please use me. Please lead me. Please show me the way. This card comes in right after these affirmations, where we let go of whatever resistance we may have felt and leaned into love. Love for ourselves, love for the planet, love for everyone we come into contact with. It's time to birth a new age on this planet. It's time for souls to connect on a soul level, heart to heart, soul to soul, and for real healing to happen. I'm wishing you a truly blessed week, and know that I am here for you if you should need me. Until next time. If you're looking to connect with other like-minded people who want to connect on a soul level, I've started a new Facebook group. It's called Soulful Awakening Society. That's Soulful, two words, S-O-U-L-F-U-L-L. And if you search it up on Facebook, you can come join us. I am going to be offering resources in there weekly, all kinds of information to help you connect to your soul and experience some healing and learn different ways that you can really make the world a better place. So come join us. It's going to be a blast in there. Can't wait to see you. And when you do join, please send me a message and let me know you have. I can't wait to connect with you. Until we meet again, lean in to get soulful. Thank you for meeting me soul to soul today on the Soulful Podcast. If this episode connected with you and you feel called to, please share it with your friends and family so they can feel the love as well. Also, don't forget to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you get notified when new episodes drop. Please leave a rating and comment so I know what's touching your soul the most and can bring you more of what you long for. If you have suggestions for topics or would like me to speak at your event, please connect with me at soulfullsobriety@gmail.com. Thank you for your love and support in helping me connect with more souls to remind them they are divine, capable, and loved. You're the best. Go out looking at the world through the lens of love.